This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Take control of the airwaves toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And bring up anything. You can also email us through our website at freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air, but it could happen. Still to come tonight, unschooling. We'll tell you about that. Also, John pictures are being posted on the web. That's kind of disturbing. People that are looking for prostitutes or allegedly looking for prostitutes, maybe they weren't. They're being posted on the web without them being found guilty first. We'll give you the details there. Plus, an obscene gesture lawsuit is in the courts. Man, what you got information on a tire fence, domestic spying evidence. I want you to pull up that domestic spying thing. But first, I promise this, it came in from Will, or Willie, W-I-L-L-E, Will, in the United Kingdom. And he's going to clue us in to how wrong we were, apparently, a few days ago. He says, hello, I heard the Friday podcast, and you mocked the British House of Lords a little with regard to the United Kingdom national ID issue. Yes, the House of Lords is a medieval relic, and hereditary power is highly questionable. However, you should know that the House of Lords, in fact, have been the strongest defenders of freedom and individual rights in the United Kingdom in the past couple of years. They've thrown out the national ID card issue previously. However, it keeps popping up again. And they've also opposed both anti-terror laws and surveillance and wiretapping laws. A portion of the House of Lords, in part, actually has a similar role to the U.S. Supreme Court. They are, in Britain, the so-called law lords. And they can throw out any legislation that's not acceptable. It's kind of an interesting role.
Yeah.
The House of Lords also benefits from not having to bother with the populistic winds of regular democracy. Unfortunately, in the case of individual rights, their power is limited. They can stop legislation, but only for a period of time. He says he thinks it's only 12 months. After which, the House of Commons, which is the elected parliament,
right?
That's, I think, who we were thinking of while we were talking about the issue.
I wasn't sure how they got whether they're hereditary. I didn't have any idea.
Apparently, the House of Commons can override the House of Lords' decisions if they choose to do so.
Our politics is confusing enough to me. To add on top of it, English politics is even more confusing.
Well, now you know a little bit more. He says, I thought I would take these things to your attention. At the current time, I have far more respect for the House of Lords than I do for the House of Commons.
Well, I do too now.
Yes, and thank you for the information. It's interesting to learn about how other countries' political systems work.
Yes.
In fact, I was doing research into New Zealand once, and essentially, New Zealand doesn't even have a constitution of any sort. So if you can get elected in New Zealand, as I understand it, if you can get elected, your party, and get in control, you can totally reconstruct everything. You can totally rewrite the face of the government there. Now, that could be a good thing for people like us.
Yes.
It could also be a very, very bad and destructive thing when the socialists get in control. And they are.
Yes. And, you know, they certainly... It seems like socialists are sort of destined for control in some ways.
Well, that's what they love to do. They love to control. They love to centrally plan. They know what's best for you. Like last night, we were talking about the socialist professor that knows how many hours a week you should work and when you should retire. Mm-hmm. And all of these do-gooders, I think they honestly do want to help people.
I'm sure they do.
But they want to help mold others into what they believe they
right.
should be. And that's just not something that we agree with. We're individualists. We think that you should be able to live your life however you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else. Gosh, can it get more simple than that?
Crazy. Crazy philosophy.
So radical. 1-800-259-9231. Man, let's talk about domestic spying. What exactly is going on here?
Apparently, this is out of the raw story, and I like to preface these things when I get them from somewhat questionable news sources. Okay,
it's always good to cite.
So from the raw story, ACLU releases first concrete evidence of domestic spying for anti-war views. Documents released today by the American Civil Liberties Union. That's the ACLU, in case you didn't know. Reveals that the Federal Bureau of Investigations, we call that the FBI, has indeed monitored...
Is it really written like that, or are you adding those?
It's silly. Has indeed monitored political groups solely on the basis that they opposed a U.S.-led war. According to a memo written in 2002, the FBI launched a classified investigation into the activities of Pittsburgh's Thomas Merton Center after becoming concerned that the group held daily leaflet distribution activities in downtown Pittsburgh and was... currently focused on its opposition to the potential war in Iraq.
Leaflets? Look out!
Yeah, that's right. Dangerous leaflets, the memo aimed to summarize the investigation's results. It identified the group as left-wing organization advocating, among many political causes, pacifism. The ACLU has filed Freedom of Information Act requesting requests on behalf of over 150 organizations and individuals. The documents released as a result have revealed monitoring and infiltration of political, environmental, anti-war, faith-based groups by the FBI and local law enforcement agencies. Something is seriously wrong in how our government determines who and what constitutes terrorism when peace activists find themselves targeted.
Can you imagine being the FBI agent that gets assigned to infiltrate the group of peaceniks, which is essentially what they're talking about here? You go to their meetings, and they're sitting around in their circle, and they're wearing flowers. And
Kumbaya,
I don't know what the I really don't know what the meetings are like, but I've been around these people. I know who they are. Mm-hmm. I've been to the anti-war protests, and I've met many of these individuals. They're the most harmless group of people that you will ever come across.
I don't know.
A terrorist...
Libertarians, far less harmful because these PC green nicks,
yeah.
I'm afraid they want to get in charge and then enforce their little rules.
Well,
and
yes.
That is very, very violent.
Okay, yes, the Green Party, they don't understand what it is that they're asking for. They're just like anyone else. They've got their they've got their agenda, their things that they want to do and their laws that they want to pass. But I find that I have found that the Green Party, the members in the Green Party, they tend to be younger. There
right.
are some of the older hippies, but they all tend to have a little bit more of an open mindset, I think, than your average party line Democrat or Republican. I've managed to actually persuade Green Party members over to the Libertarian side.
Probably via pacifism.
Well, actually, it was on the environment. You can simply point out that the government is the major polluter in the country, mm-hmm. and that the government's laws actually actually protect the big corporate polluters at the mm-hmm. cost of mom and pop businesses. I mean, you can make a really persuasive case for a pro-liberty stance on the environment, and so I find that these people tend to have a more open mindset. So, and they're not violent people individually. They're not going to take action and blow stuff up.
Right.
That's not the impression that I get. But can you imagine being the FBI agent assigned to go and do this job, to get paid to go and hang around and smoke pot with a bunch of peaceniks? Because that's what they do.
Well, I don't imagine they're smoking pot.
Well, if you're hanging around in a group with them, you have to kind of blend in, right?
Well, wouldn't they get in big trouble if they smoked pot and got caught?
I guess that would only be if they got caught, right? Maybe they're the only person infiltrating. It kind of disturbs me, though, as somebody who's been involved in political movements. This kind of information, I mean, we all know that in politics there's infiltration. That's one of the things that goes on. It's one of the reasons why politics, playing the game of politics, is such a waste of time. Because you form your political party, right? You've got your Libertarian Party, and you've got a principle. And the principle says that we don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Well, now we've got people in the Libertarian Party that want to get rid of the principle. We've got people in the Libertarian Party that want to water down the message. These people, they claim to be principled, pro-liberty people, now, but you never know which one of them's the infiltrator. Whether or not it's the FBI or the CIA, I don't know. It could just be a Democrat or a Republican coming over just to throw a wrench into the workings of another political party. This kind of stuff happens all the time.
I'm not prepared to go that far. That seems...
do you mean?
It seems like you're talking crazy talk.
Do you think I'm being paranoid?
You're crazy talk.
No, sir. You don't have any experience in political parties, do you?
And I don't have much experience.
This stuff goes on. Anybody who's out there who's listening that has experienced infiltrators in their political party, 1-800-259-9231. Give us a story.
Yeah, well, the guy who's offering this is one of the leaders of the Libertarian Party. He's not just some schmo that popped in a couple of years ago.
An infiltrator can be a long-term proposition, man.
I believe he's a libertarian. He just wants to get the message out there in a more effective means, is what he thinks.
We used to have a guy here in the local area that was a former CIA agent. Admittedly, he bragged about it. Now, you're not supposed to do that if you're a CIA agent, so he might have just been a crazy old man. But one thing's for sure, this guy was a pro at throwing a wrench into everything that we tried to do. He would bring up little points of order. We'll get into more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can visit our listener map by going to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see over 900 of our listeners have plotted themselves. They got little digital push pins on the map. And you can see all around the world where Free Talk Live listeners are. It's not all of our listeners, just a fraction of them, those who have taken the time to go to map.freetalklive.com and punch in their info and add themselves. It's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. My question's still out there, because I know that we have a large contingent of the choir listening to this show, especially during the weeknights.
Oh, yeah.
The libertarians out there listening to Free Talk Live, because we're really the only true libertarian option in talk radio.
Pretty much.
Pro-freedom option. And if anybody's out there that has had an experience with infiltration of your political party, maybe it wasn't confirmed, maybe you just believed it was infiltration, I want you to share it with me at 1-800-259-9231, because Manwich doesn't believe that it's true. You don't believe that... think about it this way, Manwich. How many partisans have you encountered in your life? People that are just diehard Republicans, diehard Democrats.
It's supposed to be about 20 to 30% of the population on either side. So you're talking.
I wouldn't call those people diehards. I would just call those people Republicans and Democrats. They consider themselves that. I mean, the people that are going to meetings, the people that are diehard. You know, they're going to work on a campaign. They're out there. I don't know if you've met them, but they're out there. These people live and breathe politics. It is their game. It's the thing that they do. Whether they run for office or back a candidate or just go and attend the meetings and go to protests or whatever. They're political animals. Now, think for a moment. You've got a group of Democrats or a group of Republicans and they're running candidates, and then all of a sudden they hear that there's a Libertarian Party in town. Or maybe it may not. Let's just leave the Libertarian Party out. Let's talk Republicans and Democrats. Why wouldn't the Democrat activists or the Republican activists send one of their own over to the other side to sort of act as someone who's on the inside, somebody who can keep up to date with what the other party's doing, someone who can monitor their activities, maybe go and maybe even run for chairman or vice chairman and actually take control of the opposition party? You don't think that's something that goes on? You think I'm being paranoid? Because let me tell you, it's not paranoia if they're really out to get you, Manwich.
I'm talking about the specific instance of, you know, what you're talking about with doing away with the oath with the Libertarian Party.
Oh, I thought you were making a general statement.
No.
Oh, I wasn't claiming that was necessarily infiltration. It could be. I'm just saying that infiltration does go on. It's a fact of life in politics. Politics doesn't work very well.
It may very well would be, and it could be. I certainly couldn't do the infiltrating myself. I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut. You know, if I have an opinion on a subject, I'm going to voice it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The infiltrators have to act as though they are someone who thinks the way
you
that
pretend
other
you're a Democrat or a Republican.
And then once you get into some level of control to where you can have some sort of control over the local meetings, then you can just start bringing up objections. And this is something that has happened at least in the local Libertarian Party, and I know it goes on elsewhere, where somebody will be there and they'll just bring up objections, they'll bring up points as to, you know, somebody will come to a meeting with an idea, okay, well, we should do this, we should take an outreach booth and take it to the gay and lesbian Pride Fest. And then somebody will be there who will say, no, that's not a good idea, I don't think we should do that, and here's why. And they'll start trying to recruit other people over to their side, and it's worse if there's someone who's in charge, if there's someone who's been elected. And I'm telling you, Manwich, it's a reality in the political world, and it's one reason why it's so hard for political parties, especially little ones like Libertarians and Greens, to get things done. If you've got a traitor in your midst, and you're not sure who it is...
A usurper.
Yeah. It's not good, I'm telling you. That's one reason why I'm not involved with the Libertarian group anymore. Because it's just, they just don't get anything done.
That, and they meet on Monday nights from 7 to 10.
That's also a factor. 800-259-9231. Let's go to schooling here, because I got a couple of school-related emails from a couple of our younger listeners, and then we'll talk about what unschooling is.
Yes, I'm interested in this.
This is a new concept for me. We'll start with this one from Brad. He says, you can email us, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, Ian, I don't remember what date it was on, but you recently quoted an article about the American people not knowing anything or virtually anything about what the Constitution contained. It was a couple weeks ago. We talked about how Americans know a lot about The Simpsons and not so much about their First Amendment rights. The study didn't actually go beyond the First Amendment. It just kind of focused on the First Amendment and how Americans are virtually clueless about it. It was pretty sad stuff.
Well, they asked Americans to name all five of the points in the First Amendment, in the Bill of Rights.
All five of the freedoms enshrined in the First Amendment.
Right. And they, most people couldn't get them, period.
What was it, 25% managed to name one out of five? I believe that's
what
it was.
Oh, I got the article right here.
I think it was 25%.
Yeah,
you can pull the information. 99 times...
22%.
What?
22%.
Oh, no. Even worse.
Yeah.
99 times out of 100, I agree with you, says Brad. And I even agree with your assessment that this is just plain ridiculous. However, after you read that article, you were talking about how, well, teaching Americans what the public school systems have failed to teach them in regards to the Constitution, which is our challenge here on Free Talk Live, and our challenge in the liberty movement to inform people of their rights, because they're clueless. He says, I'm currently enrolled as a high school senior with the socialistic government school system, and my brother graduated from the same system 7 years ago. I don't know what it was like any more than 7 years ago, but both my brother and I took what is called the Constitution test.
Okay.
That is administered federally, he claims. And I graduated in 1998, so that's about 8 years ago. Maybe they instituted this the year after I graduated. But I never took a Constitution test that was federally mandated. Anyway, they are saying that they took it. He says if you don't take this test and pass it along with the state Constitution test, wow, that's something we never touched on.
I'm completely clueless on the Florida State Constitution.
Yeah, I remember talking about the Bill of Rights and about the Constitution in a government social studies class or history class, but never. No one ever said anything. I didn't even know there was a state constitution until I got out of high school. Anyway, he says if you don't pass the state constitution test, you will not graduate. Years ago, this might not have been the case, and that may be why the majority of Americans don't know anything about the Constitution. However, it could also be the fact that most people can't really figure out what graduating means, much less how to do it. He says almost 50% of every class seems to drop out by the time graduation comes. I don't think that the Americans...
They seem to do it around freshman year.
Really?
Which I thought was interesting. The freshman class in my high school was half of the school, which means that the sophomores, juniors, and seniors were the other half.
Wow.
Strange numbers.
He says, I don't think that the American people are stupid because of the school system. I think the school system is stupid because the American people are stupid. Maybe they're just naturally stupid together. Who knows? Brad, actually, Brad, there's some really spooky quotes out there. And we've read them before on Free Talk Live, by the founders of the government education system. These people really did want to dumb you down. These people really did, the people that created the government schools. Their purpose was to create a class of morons.
Well, serfs.
A class of dolts, a class of serfs, people that would not question the orders that they were given, people that would just fall in line and go and work themselves a nice menial job for the rest of their lives. People,
if you run a company, you need employees.
Right. People who are not taught to critically think. People who are not taught to think outside of the box. All of these things happen in government schools, and they happen by design. It's really kind of spooky, and it's for real. 800-259-9231. More school talk coming up. What does being unschooled mean? We'll explore that and more. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now, 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are available for you to take advantage of. They're totally free. Broadband version, dial-up version. We got two sizes to fit everybody. Totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Go get them. All right. We're talking about schools, talking about education, and how miserable the government education system is. And, in fact, it doesn't matter. I pointed out that the designers of the education system wanted to dumb you down. They wanted to dumb the American people down so we can have a class of serfs in this country that wouldn't question the orders they were given, that would just go and work menial jobs for the rest of their lives and be good little workers and good little obedient citizens. There's no doubt that there was a plan behind it. But even if there wasn't a plan behind it, even if the government really just wanted to help everybody and get everybody educated, it would still be a miserable failure simply because government can't get really much of anything done right, and it costs lots of money, and it's inefficient, and bureaucracy sucks. So it really doesn't matter. The intentions are there, and they were bad intentions, but the results would be bad even if the intentions were good. I'd just like to point that out. 800-259-9231. To another email from one of our other younger listeners, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Braden. Says, at my school near Houston, Texas, you can report a student for anything. Stealing, hitting you, calling you a racial slur, and anything that might be against school rules. But guess what? You can't do anything about it. It's very run on this style of writing here. You know why? Because no matter what you have, you have no proof that you did or didn't, and the principals can do with you what they want. In-school suspension, detention, out-of-school suspension, or even send you to a special school outside of town where all of the bad kids go. And we've heard reports about things like that happening. He says, I don't know how we would make it where you have proof of something or anything, but it sounds like it's the person's word who's reporting against yours. And that's not right, says Braden, because you have to have proof that someone did something to you, or a teacher, or just a note. Gosh, it's so messed up. Terrible writing, by the way, Braden. Let's say, not just an example of our government education system. Let's say I'm a girl and I'm mad at a boy because they called her a bad name, because he called me a bad name, and the girl could go tell a teacher that the boy touched her and that she didn't want him to, and that kid could get in some serious trouble, and he would have no way of proving that he didn't do it. It's an automatic him versus her scenario,
right?
And the reporter will never be turned down. He points out that he's an eighth grader and he listens to the show every single day for the last year, so thanks for listening. But interesting that he points out that in the school system that he's in, at least, you can just walk up to an administrator and make a claim about somebody, and they'll get in trouble for it.
It sort of sounds like the zero tolerance thing, you know. They can't...
Zero tolerance for evidence, apparently, because, I mean, it really is her word versus his in this particular case.
Well, you know, and the administrators are always scared. They CYA, you know, they got to cover their butts. And if they didn't do something about it, if they, you know, God, they... actually did some investigation, and they didn't have enough evidence to prove this kid said something like that, and they sort of let him go, and he actually did something later, then boy, oh boy, would somebody's butt be in a sling. But what's the worst thing that happens if they send him to the bad kid school? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way they cover their butts.
It's in the administrator's best interest
right.
to do these things.
Sure.
I see. Not necessarily in the kids, which, of course, is what it should be about. Should be about educating the kids and taking care of them and that sort of thing. 800-259-9231. So here's an answer for you, Braden, because I think he's kind of writing this from the perspective of someone who's gotten in trouble a few times. I just kind of get that feeling from the email. Maybe you should consider unschooling. Maybe your parents should consider this idea. It's not homeschooling necessarily. It is sort of. It's like another realm of homeschooling. You've got government schooling, you've got private schooling, homeschooling, and now you've got unschooling. This according to the Jewish World Review. Riley Brown is 12 years old and lives a life many of his peers might envy, or perhaps even find incomprehensible. On any given day, Riley will probably sleep in till he's ready to get out of bed, and then he spends his time doing whatever interests him. Maybe he'll play his guitar, or go to the park to meet with like-minded friends, or maybe he'll boot up his computer and start playing around with writing some HTML codes, designing web pages. His younger brother, Casey, and his sister, Maggie, do more or less the same thing, and their mother couldn't be happier. Deanne says, I love unschooling. It's been the best decision I could have made for me and my family. The Browns are part of an approach to education that's called unschooling and allows children to pursue what interests them rather than trying to make them interested in the things that interest others. The concept holds that learning's best done when the child's interests are engaged, and for a family with the talents and the resources to allow this to happen, great success is possible. Unschooling's a subset of homeschooling, which has seen rapid growth in recent years.
How do you get a child to learn to read? I mean, it seems like there's some basics that may or may not be fun to learn, you know. And some children, at times, they just don't want to pay attention. They just don't want to learn.
Right.
Well,
you're not a parent, so I'm sure you. I'm not a parent either, so I'm not sure what the process was.
But I remember children.
I remember flashcards being fun when I was a kid. My parents used flashcards with me, and they taught me to read based on that. They read to me. You know, they read stories to me that I enjoyed. I don't remember, The Cat in the Hat or those kind of, you know, little kid stories.
Sure.
They're fun stories. So naturally, you want to do what your parents are doing. And your parents know how to read. I think eventually you would like to learn that that skill as well. That's how I felt, at least. Anyway, let's continue.
Sounds interesting.
So homeschooling is on the uptick, according to this article, and they give some statistics. But those who practice unschooling tend to do so because they believe that the school system, be it public or even the expensive private schools, doesn't allow children to learn to their full potential. According to Deanne Brown, I think the one reason that stands out from the rest is that I felt my kids were losing that incredible spark that they had had before they entered school. As young children, they were curious, imaginative, and full of spunk. Learning was natural and fun, she said. After being in school for a few years, I saw their natural curiosity, imagination, and love for learning being crushed by rules and conditioning. Learning for them became a task. Now, not everybody's convinced that unschooling is such a great idea.
Including myself at this point.
Well, you might want to align yourself with this person. Jill Fox, Associate Professor of Education at the University of Texas. She says, I think the downsides would be related to teachers who don't understand putting parameters around children's decision-making. It's one thing to allow children to choose to study Amelia Earhart before studying Harriet Tubman, but with a clear understanding that both will be studied thoroughly during the school year. It's another thing to allow children to study Muhammad Ali and completely skip over what state standards or district curriculum require. You think that kids who are being homeschooled now should stick to state standards and curriculum?
No. But I do think that there are certainly some basics that kids need to know.
I see. Should they be mandated? Should there be laws about that?
Laws that children learn?
Laws about what those basics should be.
No.
Okay. Teachers and parents, according to this bureaucrat, teachers and parents have to keep in mind...
Not a bureaucrat, it's a professor.
Well, they're kind of bureaucratic. Anyway, teachers and parents have to keep in mind that children's decision-making skills are not yet fully developed. They don't quite understand cause and effect, and often don't realize the consequences they may face as a result of their decisions. I don't know if these unschooling people are suggesting that you should just take your 3-year-old, sit her down, and say, okay, sweetie, what do you want to learn about today? I don't think that that's what they're doing. I'm sure they're presenting them with options, things that they can learn about, and presenting them as something that can be interesting to them.
It seems to me that also that it would work well in the homeschooling environment, that
right.
you could kind of guide your child, that kind of thing. But in a, I certainly wouldn't want a teacher unschooling my child.
No, of course. Are you an unschooler? Do you have experience with this? Can you share it with us? 800-259-9231. Or maybe you're someone that thinks homeschooling and unschooling is a terrible idea. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, and I can tell you, there's going to be an update going out sometime before the weekend because we've got ourselves a new affiliate sandwich.
Woohoo! Yes, I'm aware of this one, aren't I?
I think you are. So okay. We'll be announcing who the new affiliate is. Plus, we're going to announce some good news about an existing affiliate who's going to be expanding some coverage of the show. So you'll know all of that first if you're on the updates list. You can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. We're talking about unschooling. It's a subset of the homeschool, of a group of homeschoolers. Homeschooling is becoming more and more popular in America, and for good reason. it works. getting the kids out of the existing government school system, whether you put them in a private school or you homeschool them or, in this case, you unschool them, odds are good they're going to do a lot better. They're going to learn a lot better than they would have in this government school system, which is, of course, as we pointed out before, designed to turn your kids into serfs, basically.
Mm.
And this article from Jewish World Review, kind of exploring homeschooling and, or actually exploring unschooling, and some of the objections to it that, of course, are coming from the existing academia, the people in academia, the existing people that support the state schooling system, versus these parents that have pulled their kids out of the state schools and have begun unschooling them. Now, unschooling, as you understand it, Manwich, means what?
Letting the child direct their own education?
To an extent, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure the parents have a huge influence on this. Because
I just can't imagine they wouldn't be able to do that themselves.
Because parents always
control themselves.
They always have an influence on their kids. But in general, it's allowing
I want to learn about mass murderers.
It's allowing the child's interests to direct the education to an extent. And according to Robert Kunzman, an assistant professor at Indiana University, he says a core distinction between these two approaches, it would seem, comes down to beliefs about human nature, or at least the nature of children and their learning. Do they learn best following their own interests, or by being carefully led upon a preordained path? I know which one that I think is the case. And parents involved with unschooling argue that modern resources such as the Internet make exploration easy. There's little, if any, empirical evidence of how unschooled children fare later in life, but homeschooled children are being accepted by Ivy League and other prestigious universities. The spelling bee every year, the national spelling bee they have.
Homeschoolers clean up.
Homeschoolers take it home they take the trophies home every single year. The government school kids, I don't even know if they bother showing up anymore. anyway, the young man that we talked about at the beginning of the article, 12-year-old Riley Brown, is a believer in unschooling. Here's what he has to say. I like being able to have a lot of freedom, which gives me a lot of time to explore my interests. I also like not having to get up at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I don't think that's good for humans in general.
And
I don't know. I have some pretty productive days when I get up early. I'm not sure.
And I like being able to stay up late. So, wow. What would happen if you went to 12-year-olds in a government school and asked them what they thought of their school?
School sucks.
I don't know. Some of them might do. Some like school, some don't.
I understand that, Manwich. But I know what the people that I hung around with were like in school. In all grade levels that I was in, people pretty much hated it. They did not like going to school. They didn't like the curriculum. They didn't like the teachers. There were exceptions to the rule. Some of the teachers were good. In general, though, the experience was negative. It's just nice to hear someone, a young person, absolutely gushing about his educational experience in this particular case. Regine, I'm not even going to pronounce his last name, who moved to the United States from her native Belgium 11 years ago, elected to unschool her two sons after the older one was struggling in regular government school classes. She says he'd lost the pleasure of learning of her now 10-year-old son, and his they both study at home with their mother as the main state teacher in their home in California. Of course, the critics of homeschooling always come out of the woodwork with their complaint that homeschooling denies children interaction with others and therefore blunts their social skills.
It's completely unfair. The homeschooling, they have all kinds of resources, and
right,
they get together, they have group outings, they play sports. That's not true.
I believe they even have a homeschool prom.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in some areas. Maybe it's not in all areas, but if there's enough homeschoolers.
Not that I consider prom to be much of anything. I mean,
no, it's silly. It's just silliness. But yes, they have.
Surprise.
They do have, and as Deanne Brown points out, there's a regular weekly park meeting with other unschoolers, and so they all get together. In fact, they go on field trips, and they're fine. These kids are socialized.
Yeah.
There's no problems there. They can even join existing sports teams and that sort of thing in town. You know?
Well, there's lots of, you know, each town has lots of, most towns.
Plenty of activities.
Yeah, sure. I mean, here in town, they have a football league that, or a football team that is completely separate from schools entirely, so you can go play on the Redskins if you want to. Not exactly a politically correct term, but that's what the name of the team is.
By the way, I also glossed over something before. One of the emails we mentioned earlier claimed that the government school that he was going to, I think it was Brad that emailed, the government school he was going to was teaching a Constitution class. And I questioned that, Brad. I question the quality of the teaching in that particular class because of what we, based on evidence, because of what we've been presented with before. We had one of our other younger listeners actually call in and read straight from his government textbook, where it was talking about just all kinds of fabrications, like informal amendments to the Constitution. The government textbook claimed that whenever the legislators wanted to informally amend the Constitution, they just passed a law. And it's an informal amendment. There's no such thing as an informal amendment. That book just made that up. There's lies in the government textbooks that you're probably using to learn about the Constitution from. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control of the airwaves. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got lots of neat stuff on our website. It's all for free, so go ahead and visit us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help us out a little bit, well, call your local talk stations. Now, you might actually have a station in your area that already carries Free Talk Live, in which case, call them and tell them thank you, because, man, they really appreciate hearing from listeners that appreciate their programming. And that can only help us. Some stations only carry us for Saturday nights, and maybe hearing from you might encourage them to break into the weeknight.
That's what we're hoping on, at least.
Yeah. And if you don't have a local station in your area, and you probably don't, because we only have 13 total, then call your local stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. Now, how do you do that? Well, you can visit local.freetalklive.com and learn all about it. It's very simple. Local. www.freetalklive.com. All right, man, let's jump into your email here, because still to come, we got some issues like the obscene gesture lawsuit that's in the courts right now. Also, prostitutes' John pictures are being posted on a website, and it's kind of disturbing to me. We'll talk about that. And if we get a chance, we'll tell you about a prostitute-run radio station. Huh? But let's do the email first. What do you got?
Oh, it's from Emily, and she's letting us know that... anyway, today I was speaking with my financial institution. I was informed of the limits to my personal savings account. I was informed that I was limited to 6 outgoing transfers from my savings account, initially assuming after 6 I would incur a service fee. To my astonishment, I was told that it was a federal regulation. Whoa. And that all forms of savings accounts in all U.S. financial institutions were affected, not just IRAs, 401ks, money markets, etc.
Wow.
She went on to tell me that I could use my ATM card to withdraw the money at a machine and wouldn't count as one of the 6 monthly transactions.
Huh.
And she did the research, and sure enough, it says here, the purpose of the regulation is to prevent people from using savings accounts like checking accounts. God knows you wouldn't want that. It's anarchy. The Federal Reserve, the independent U.S. government agency responsible for steering the U.S. economy and preventing inflation, monitors the amount of money in circulation, the money supply.
Wait. Did it just say the Federal Reserve's job was to prevent inflation?
Not doing a very good job.
They create the inflation, just for the record. Okay, go ahead.
It's funny that you can still use your ATM card to access a savings account like a checking account. But they regulate all the other types of transfers.
How strange.
I
can't walk into the bank more than 6 times in a month, right? 6 times a month?
Yes.
I can't walk into the bank more than 6 times a month and take money out. But I can go to any old ATM and take it out of there, no problem.
Yeah. To make sure that you to regulate the money flow and stuff.
There are so many regulations on the bank.
I don't even know what they're doing.
There are so many regulations on the banking industry. Luckily, they actually kind of relaxed some of the rules. I think back in the day, I don't remember what years this was from and to, but the government actually set the rates on loans to where the banks, all they could do was offer free toasters and stuff. I mean, the only way they could compete was the little bonuses that you would get by opening an account with them. I don't know if it was just loans. It might have been all accounts. They might have all been federally regulated. If you're someone that's a banking expert and can confirm
the crap out of us, please call
in. I don't want to be bored to death, but it was an interesting time in the banking history in America where the only competition was the color of the toaster that you could get, you know, or the piece of jewelry that they were giving away, some sort of chintzy item. That they would give to you to try to convince you to come to their bank as opposed to the other bank with the exact same rates. Interesting stuff. Hour number 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Is it illegal to give somebody an obscene gesture? We'll find out. It's in the courts right now. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you